Amendment seeks to ban slot machines in U.S. military bases. Initially banned in the 1950s, slot machines made a return to U.S. military bases a few decades later. Currently, there are around 3,000 slot machines operated by the U.S. military and they generate more than $100 million in annual revenue. The machines are primarily located in overseas bases in countries such as South Korea, Japan, and Germany. A new proposal seeks to eliminate these machines from military bases to address concerns about gambling addiction among service members. Representative Paul Tonko has introduced an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, to ban slot gambling on these bases. Slot revenue used to fund recreational activities. The Pentagon uses the revenue from these slot machines to fund various recreational activities for soldiers. Despite this, there are rising concerns about excessive gambling amongst soldiers. Studies have shown that military personnel are particularly vulnerable to developing gambling disorders. Representative Tonko pointed out that gambling disorder is classified alongside alcohol, tobacco, and heroin addiction in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM-5. Quote, "Worryingly, studies show that military members are more likely to develop gambling disorder. I've been leading the charge in Congress to address the rise in problem gambling, and I'm hopeful my NDAA provision would lessen the risk of our service members developing a gambling addiction." Representative Paul Tonko, U.S. Congressman. The proposed amendment aims to mitigate the increasing incidence of gambling addiction among military personnel. Tonko emphasized the need to support the men and women who protect the nation by addressing gambling-related issues. Related. Concerns grow over problem gambling and suicide risks among veterans. Debate on amendment expected next week. Debate on the NDAA amendments is expected in the House next week. However, the fate of Tonko's proposal remains uncertain, given that over 1,000 amendments have been filed by lawmakers, with only a few hundred typically approved. According to the National Council on Problem Gambling, about 56,000 individuals in the U.S. military could be classified as having a gambling disorder. Nationally, problem gambling affects around 1% of the U.S. population,